Hi, welcome to another episode of Pault on Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today we've got Gilad Garon. He's the CEO of Advanced System on Chip Solutions, or ASOCS, and we're going to talk about some of the issues involved in network traffic and power waste and ways to possibly save power in the system. So, hi, Gilad. Welcome to the show.
Hello as well. Thank you.
Oh, the pleasure is ours. It's always interesting to talk about the issue because network efficiencies can be addressed at every level, from the individual device at the board level, their microcontrollers and semiconductors, all the way up to the grid, you know, at the very highest levels of the grid. So the interesting part is how it all fits together to how we can maximize efficiencies because they just trickle through the system in each direction. So where does ASOCS step into the whole game?
Well, I think that in order to answer your question, we need to understand what is driving the network. And there's no question about the data usage or data traffic is what's driving wireless network topology today. As we all realize with video and peer-to-peer, data traffic is literally exploding. And, you know, the numbers could be 150% growth a year or 300% growth a year. Nobody really knows, but for sure these are dramatic numbers.
And exactly.
From a wireless perspective, that means a lot of base stations, a lot of antennas transmitting, and a lot of electronics processing those signals in order to make that data traffic happen.
Well, that's a lot of tail. That's a lot of tail for the teeth, you know. I mean, there's a lot of infrastructure out there.
That is true. And just, you know, just to give some indications, specifically just looking at one network, admittedly a very large network called China Mobile that's got around 700 or 800 million users these days.
Mm-hmm.
So their electricity bill in 2009 was around $1.5 billion, and actually was close to double that number 3 years later and expected to double every 2 to 3 years just because of the sheer fact that they need to move so much data over wireless. Staggering numbers if you think about them.
But then that's also the beautiful part about energy saving within a system of that size is that even small percentages massively magnify into millions of dollars worth of savings.
That is very true.
So now what is ASOCS doing as far as what technologies are you favoring? What directions are you looking in to solve these issues?
Right. So ASOCS, first of all, helps to solve the major problem of these cell sites.
Mm-hmm.
So in a cell site, just to give an indication, around 3/4 of the energy in the wireless network go towards the cell site, and around half of that is towards cooling of all those electronics in the individual cell towers.
Well, this is also
true. First and foremost, the area that we're involved in, which is called Cloud Radio Access Network, so CRAN for short, is about centralizing all these electronics from the cell tower, moving them to some sort of a centralized data center. So you could picture it as if I'm extending the cord, if you will. When the electronics used to sit in the antenna, I'm simply extending the optical cord instead of a few hundred yards into a few tens of miles away from those antennas.
This is the
first and foremost topology we're dealing with.
Right.
Our part of it is that Cloud RAN talks about running all these or converting all those dedicated electronics that were used to sit in the cell tower to use off-the-shelf servers, the same servers you use to manage your Facebook and your video conferencing, to to use them to do the actual signal processing.
Right. Well, I mean, everything's going yeah. virtualization when you think about it. I mean, I call it the revenge of the thin client. Everything is going central now.
You're absolutely right. They've got a few buzzwords for that. One of them is called NFV, Network Function Virtualization, and that means actually, let's virtualize everything. Let's
exactly.
Virtualize the switches. Let's virtualize the core network. And actually, when you think about it, the last area that was not yet virtualized is actually those signal, the hardcore signal processing of a wireless network. And that's what CRAN's all about.
It's right.
That to virtualization as well.
They're the next stage of virtualization.
That is correct. Now, that would have been fine. Everybody wants everything to run in software, but signal processing is still a different animal. So what we offer is we say, hey, sure, you want to virtualize and you want to run your base station software on an Intel processor, but that's not going to be very efficient from a power perspective. So we're going to give you this co-processing platform that's going to, take care of those MIPS-intensive or data-intensive tasks, but still give you all the flexibility you want in software.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Very similar, just to give you some example from areas which are familiar to any consumer, very similar to what graphic processors like the NVIDIA chips do on a laptop PC, right?
Exactly.
Accelerate all those graphic-intensive tasks.
Now, when you centralize, are you going to also realize a hardware advantage, or are you just simply moving the hardware in? I recognize you'll save a lot in thermal management, and you'll save a lot in system efficiencies. What about the materials cost itself? I mean, I realize that there's enough benefit from just the system efficiencies, but what the heck? Let's look for gold under every rock.
Well, you're absolutely right, and there's some industry standard calculations that... Our unit of measurement in a wireless base station is called a sector.
Mm-hmm.
So in an LTE sector, let's call it, that's the SKU of a wireless network, cost today to deploy on top of an antenna around $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Just as an indication number. And that does not include all the maintenance fee that you got to ship engineers to those antennas and
or even upkeep.
And add more electronics. But in a Cloud RAN topology, longer term, that price could drop to the area of $100.
Very nice.
So that's going to really drop prices, and because at the end of the day, that's the power of scale, the power of using the same hardware for all these different tasks. That's the true power of economics of scale and off-the-shelf hardware versus dedicated hardware, which is used today.
Mm-hmm. So how can people find out more about you and the organization and what they can do for and what you can do for them?
Well, first of all, they can go simply to Google and Google the term Cloud RAN, and they would quickly find out a lot of information about Cloud RAN and about ASOCs. And if they want to be get more intimately involved with what we do, clearly they can approach us through our website. All the information of how to approach us directly appears there.
Okay, excellent. And what is the website?
The website is ASOCSTech, that's ASOCSTECH.com.
Excellent, excellent. So is there anything, any last thoughts you wanted to leave with the audience before we closed out the episode?
Well, I think we managed to convey the basic messages, but just to say that it's not going to be one size fits all, and there will be some other techniques and topologies out there in wireless infrastructure, but certainly Cloud RAN is going to be one of the most interesting ones.
Excellent. And I agree with you completely, Gilad. And actually, I think There's one last stage of virtualization. I think we're gonna see the grid go virtual as well, the power grid itself, because there are a lot of the grid stiffening technologies will start to address themselves to the grid as if they were micro power plants and things of that nature. So I think it's going to be very interesting to see how the wireless grid develops, because a lot of those technologies and methodologies are going to get ported over to the grid itself when it goes smart, or it's smart now, but when it becomes smarter.
Absolutely.
So
I agree.
There you go. Well, I'm really glad, and it's always nice to have a chat with someone who can give us some nice background on what's going on. But Gilad, we'll bring you back in a few months, and we can talk a little bit more about the state of the industry. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me.
Excellent. So thank you again for being on the show. We really appreciate it.
All right.
And I'd like to thank you. Everybody on the out there in the audience for taking the time to be with us. We can't do this without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Pault for Pault on Power. Have a great day.